Good day, my good African beautiful family. Welcome to my podcast. It is I and I, your host, Tubisho, aka Soweto, and I'm broadcasting live from South Africa. Today, our topic is about Venus and women. Why Venus and women? Because in coming few days, people are going to celebrate the holiday Easter, but they do not know the true meaning of the holiday. But because it's about that, it's about educating, non-judging, but without wasting any single time, let me get on to it. Venus is the most brilliant planet in our solar system, orbiting about little over 67 million miles from the sun. When you add 6 with 7, it equals to 13. Keep that in mind. Her orbital cycle is 225 days around the sun. And when you add 2 plus 2 plus 5 equals to 9. Keep that in mind too. Her vibratory color is green, the Venus color, and was called by the ancient Moabites Ishtar or Astarte. Hear the word Ishtar, 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 Ishtar. That is the goddess of fertility. Women's menstrual cycle is governed by the moon. The ovary cycles an egg 13 times a year, or once every lunar month. The lunar month is approximately every 28 days. The word month comes from the word moon. Lunar month. Woman releases an egg, an ovum, in harmony with the lunar cycle, 13 times revolutions around the earth a year, or approximately once every 28 days, 1 hour, 51 minutes. This natural planetary lunar cycle and its obvious relative relationship to proves woman to be a living calendar of the Earth's divine beings in human form. 13 cycle times 28 days is 364. 1 hour, 51 minutes multiplied by 13 equals to 24 hours or degree or a day plus 364. It gives us 365 days. You add that day, 365. This brought about the ancient and still interesting recognition of the 13 lunar month in harmony with the solar month, which would be better called signs. 13 lunar month plus 12 solar months equals to 25. The number numerically breaks down as 2 plus 5, which equals to 7. The 7 is in harmony with the 7 ruling planet of solar system. The 7 ruling planet have been called in unity as one, Elohim. The 7 ruling planets work harmony with the earth and the unity of the entire solar system, 13 and 12. Numerically deducted to 7 constitutes the circle of life, the zero zodiac circle, the cardinal cross. It is also called the circle of the seven, circle seven, or the mundane cross. Of these expressions mean the same thing. These symbols represent and express the earth's seasonal cycles. In the mathematical harmony with the ruling planets, the sun, the moon, and the elements of the earth, air, fire, and water, the four seasons. The four seasons, northwest, are maximum are spring, summer, autumn, and winter. The entry points of these four seasons during Earth revolution around the sun are called the cardinal points. The cardinal cross or master's signs also implies zodiacal scientific knowledge of the womb of the earth, sun, moon, and womb of woman herself. 360 degrees represent the perfect geometric circle or circle or 100% a whole. When you add 3 plus 6 plus 0, it gives us 9. The number 9 represents woman, who builds soul of a man, Solomon's temple from conception of birth in the course of the 9 cosmic months. She built her temples, a man, without the sound of a hammer nor the rasp of a saw, and makes the most magnificent structure. This is called the miracle of Eve, evolution. Woman is the source of all humanity. Therefore, it is without doubt that she is the central cell or atom of civilization. That being the mathematical and natural truth, now what? Now this, the mobile, Moorish, Asiatic woman Mars is in subjugation by her lower self and her opposing manifest. The Albanian European woman and her sons, the Moabite, the Moorish woman and her sons, are under physical, social, economical or economic and psychic attack by alien Albanians. This intent of making the Moorish woman and national her offspring. Famina and Mars, slaves and pawns, her own land. The idol god worshipping, which the Moors have adopted from the France Albanians of Europe, and the introduction of slavery through religion has caused the Moorish national to put aside, ignore, and reject the highest science known to man. That science is called common sense. The universal eye of the reasoning power, a defense mechanism given in common, a birth to all men, self-knowledge and universal law, the zodiac. This violation by the Moors resulted in an extreme negative bad karma effect. Denial of the nature's law, which are rooted in woman herself. To deny truth is to deny self. The fall of the Moorish national was inevitable. The solving. The dedicated and corrupt cultivation and propagation of the false god worshipping system organized for purpose of social and economic subjugation has deceived the whole world. The subjugation of the Moabite, Moorish women and well-organized and institutionalized conspiracy to keep her unconscious of herself shall and will be exposed. This is the new day feared by the Roman rulers and their well-compensated agents and idol god salesmen. To the keepers of the secrets and the benefactors of the artificially induced black negro colored matrix, the credit for the sustained corporate and mental enslavement of the Moors, from the Biblios, Heliotech, the Applied Sun Book, the Bible, the Malachi chapter 4 verse 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Now women represent our whole nation, but because we are, I like to use the word brainwashed or Europeanized, we lack knowledge of ourselves. So now it is time to stop being lazy and be self-independent in the mind. Well, keep listening. For more, I will upload the bonus episode for this episode. And before I close, let me finish with this, the word Easter, a long celebrated ritual period that the Christians particularly recognize as the time of the resurrection of the Son of God. What their illustrious seniors do not explain is that the word Easter comes from the compression of the word Eastern and Star. The star that rises or resurrects on the spring equinoctial point is again the sun itself, not a man. This is why the Jewish feast over the Passover is called the Passover. It is because the sun has literally passed over the equinox at Arise, from the winter seasons into the new year. In fact, the feast comes from the age of Iris, which is why lamb's blood was smeared on the doors, meaning house of the zodiac. Easter also contains the word Esther, again meaning star, the Eastern Star. So keep listening or keep in tuned in this podcast for more food for thought.